We're going to keep the show going right now by talking with a guy who should be very familiar to many of you if you listen to our live and local music hour during the 6 o'clock hour here on the show. Coming up next month, December 9, 10, 11, and 12, that's Wednesday through Saturday, you're going to be able to experience a live stream of the PBS TV performance of what is now a 35-year-old musical, King Mackerel and the Blues Are Running, Songs and Stories of the North Carolina Coast. This was written in 1985 and performed for the first time by the Coastal Cohorts, Jim Wan, Bland Simpson, and Don Dixon. This was first staged in Chapel Hill. It's had a very long life since then. And coming up next month, again, December 9th through the 12th, is going to be a live stream of it that you can revisit. And some of the proceeds will be going to a pretty good cause, several good causes as well. I'm going to say more about the show in just a minute because we are joined on the phone by one of the Coastal Cohorts. Don Dixon is joining us on the phone, local music legend, and really excited to have him on the line right now. Don, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Well, Aaron, it's fantastic to be here, be back in Chapel Hill for a few minutes virtually.
And this is a musical that's celebrating 35 years. What is your reaction to just the fact that this show has had such a long life, 35 years?
Yeah, it's hard to believe that we're still doing this show, you know, after 35 years. But it's resonated with families. You know, a lot of kids have grown up going to the beach, listening to the songs on the first album, and just it's become a, you know, part of their coastal experience. And North Carolina is a, you know, important place for the coast, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about the origin of the show. This was you and Jim Wan and Bland Simpson have been performing this together, but how did it all come about in the first place?
Well, Bland and Jim were approached by a friend of theirs who's a lawyer down at Stanford who wanted to have a musical written for the Embers, like a beach style musical, something about the beach. So they started working on these things and working on songs and thinking about it. And when the Embers found out how much work was involved in putting a real show on, like a real play, they backed out. So, Jim and Bland said to me, they said, well, Dixon, are you interested in coming in on this with us? And let's see, let's just put it up at the place was called the Rhythm Alley, which was across from Tijuana Fats, used to be the original, one of the original Cat's Cradle locations. And let's put it on for a weekend. And that was 35 years ago, almost to the day that we're doing these benefit broadcasts.
And yeah,
it was fun. We started working on it and put it together, and people reacted very positively from the very beginning. And we've done it in New York and, you know, all up and down the Eastern Seaboard. And it's been done a lot in other repertory companies across the country.
Yeah, I was going to say, just the career that you've had, like for this particular show to have had such a long life and to have gone so far is really cool. Do you have a favorite story of playing the show and touring it?
Well, you know, we had a lot of interesting events. One of the funniest things that happened is when we were loading out from the theater in New York City, and it was back in the days when guys were squeegeeing your windshield and expecting a dollar. And there was a big altercation where a squeegee guy didn't get his dollar and smashed out the windshield of a car full of guys. And the guys jumped out and started trying to grab our paddles and fishing rods to put these guys with. But we're with the help of Dave Robert, we were able to get them to keep them at bay and stay out of the fray. But that was a pretty good one.
All right, speaking with Don Dixon, the show is King Mackerel and the Blues Are Running, Songs and Stories of the North Carolina Coast. By the way, more information on all of this at kingmackerelmusical.com, and that's where you can go to get information about the live stream performance. There's a PBS TV performance that was filmed. That was not 35 years ago. How long ago was the show filmed?
We filmed that in 95 or 96. It was either late 95 or early 96. I can't remember. So it was around the time that we had run the show all summer at the Kennedy Center and at a nice theater there. And so the show's in good shape and had a great set. So it was it's a real nice version, it's a beautiful version of the show.
And it's going to be re-airing again Wednesday through Saturday, December 9th through the 12th. So for folks who don't know about King Mackerel, like, tell us about the show. Like, for folks who go, what does it entail?
Well, the premise is that our friend Miss Maddie has a place called the Corncake Inlet Inn that has been blown down. Well, it's been damaged, and the fishing pier has been blown down by a hurricane. And we're out, the three of us are out trying to raise money to rebuild Miss Maddie's fishing pier and repair the Corncake Inlet Inn so that the greedheads don't buy it up and turn it into a high-rise or something. Mm-hmm. So that is the general premise. We've always been focused on ecological and conservation issues with this show, and those have been our sponsors all along, and the people we have contributed money to. We have four nonprofits that are all benefiting from these performances, and each one has their own night. The Core Sound Waterfowl Museum is one. The North Carolina Coastal Land Trust, which is in Wilmington, is another one. The North Carolina Nature Conservancy, which I believe is headquartered in Durham, is one. And the North Carolina Coastal Federation, which I think we had the longest relationship. So each night they'll make the money that we get from selling records and whatever it is they're selling. I'm not sure what all is going on with that part.
That's great. Again, speaking with Don Dixon, kingmackerelmusical.com is the website. Again, the show is called King Mackerel and the Blues Are Running, Songs and Stories of the North Carolina Coast, Wednesday through Saturday, December 9th through the 12th, live stream re-airing of the PBS TV performance to commemorate the 35th anniversary of the origin of the show. And again, as Don just mentioned, every single one of those nights is going to benefit a different nonprofit. Got to start wrapping up, but anything else that folks need to know about the show, the live stream, and the future?
No,
I know you're hoping to get it back on tour too, right?
Exactly. The plan was to do a nice big long 35th anniversary tour this year, but our pandemic has gotten in the way of that, of course. So we're hoping that when the pandemic calms down, we will try to get our creaky old bones back out there. And we're still writing new songs. We've got a lot of new things available as part of this launch of the video. So there's a lot of new music, even though it's not going to be part of the show. The show, the film that you'll see, is a classic version of the play.
I'm looking forward to checking it out, and so should you all. Again, Wednesday through Saturday, December 9th through the 12th, King Mackerel and the Blues Are Running, Songs and Stories of the North Carolina Coast, kingmackerelmusical.com, the website. Don Dixon, absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Aaron, thank you. Take care.